Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This weekend is...
There's a lot.
It's so much.
So much.
Like, we're all going to be... If you haven't bought tickets for this... Oh, man, this is a tough sell right now.
Yeah.
If you don't like sports, but you do like beefcake men.
Yeah.
And women. Mm-hmm. And dogs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we should call the dogs beefcakes.
They're beefcake.
They're beautiful.
They're fire dogs. They're beefcakey.
Okay.
I think they want to eat beefcakes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
beef?
What's it called? The firefighter,
the Colorado firefighter calendar tryouts.
A lot of words.
At RealWorks.
And do we have we've put it up on the socials.
Yep.
Like how to get
totally.
The tickets. So that's one thing that's happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We will all be there.
Literally all of us. You can meet the fiance of Erica.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
AHAC will be there.
She will. Yeah.
Are you bringing your boyfriend?
No.
Oh boy.
Ooh. There's like a big birthday bash.
Slacker, are you bringing anyone?
No.
Just checking.
I am bringing someone.
Who?
Your fiance, who likes me.
No,
almost
he
as.
Did he give you a nice diamond ring? Not yet.
Because he had already given one to you. Otherwise, he would have done it.
Okay.
So there's that. There's the Avs, who are
game 7. Let's go.
But it's in Dallas.
I know. That's okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What round are we in?
This is the first round of the playoffs.
That's what I
for
thought.
Both the Nuggets and the Avs.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. That makes it easy.
Which is insane that they're just exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Insane.
Like they don't. This sucks so bad.
NHL,
spread them out.
NBA, just stagger them a little.
Please.
I don't get that. Sorry.
Sorry, my computer's making sounds. Are you into sports, Erica?
No, I am. I just, I'm new to town, so I'm new to the Avs.
Are you a turncoat?
Like, am I a what?
Turncoat. Like, who's
don't
your
call
team?
Me that.
Who's your team?
Okay, so maybe I am a turncoat.
Because, like,
that,
now you live here. Are you going to be a Broncos fan, or are you still a insert name of some
49ers, kind of, but also Lions, because my fiance is a Lions fan, and they're very fun to watch. But I will be a Broncos fan when they're not playing either of those two teams.
So kind of a turncoat.
Yeah.
Partial turncoat.
Yeah.
Do you have a hockey team?
Sharks. So bad. They're so bad. So, yes, I will root for the Avs.
And then a basketball team?
Never cared about the Warriors. I'm from the Bay, clearly.
I was like, what's going on here? I thought you just came from...
I've moved a lot.
Okay.
So I don't really have a basketball team, so I'm open to being a Nuggets fan.
Okay. Mm. You should be.
Good choice.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's a great bandwagon,
Yeah,
if you're going to jump on one. Other things. So we've covered the sports teams. For some reason, even though tomorrow is Tres de Mayo, Denver's going to take its opportunity to just get smashed tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Okay.
Because, like, if you go downtown tomorrow, there will be Cinco de Mayo celebrations, for sure.
Because you can't do it after the fact. You can't do it on the 10th. You got to do it on the 3rd.
The company you work for, Audacity, we're having our party on the 7th.
I didn't want to. It came out of my mouth, but I hoped you wouldn't bring that up.
We're so dumb. Yeah. We're dumb.
Why are we not doing it on the
10th? I don't. I don't, because it's Monday and people don't want a day drink on
Monday.
And
we require everyone to come in on Wednesdays.
That's what it is. Okay.
Oh my God, that's really what it is.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
That's, so it's an extra reward.
Yep.
Got
and,
it.
And there's also
the
Derby.
That was my next thing.
Yeah.
So if you go downtown at all, you're going to be involved in the Nuggets. You're going to be involved in Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to be involved in the Derby.
Mm-hmm. And what you should be involved in is the firefighter calendar trial.
You should be. So get your tickets. Well, there's links to them. Here's what I've got for the room. I'd like to play a game. I can't decide what to call it. Either steed or stripper.
What?
Oh, horse or... Okay.
Oh.
Horse or nay.
Oh, wait. I love this. Okay.
So in honor of the Derby,
okay.
I have some names and you guys play. I have written down, I have a little chart with Erica Aaron T-Hack.
Okay.
And we're going to see who gets the most right. You can all guess on these.
Okay. Oh, I'm nervous.
Is this a horse?
And are these current horses in this? Okay.
Oh. If it's current, one of you degenerate gamblers might have already looked at charts or something.
T-Hack?
I mean, or just...
He's
you
the
just
least
might
likely
know.
To gamble. Oh,
yeah. I'm too much of a hoarder. I wouldn't blow my money like that.
Here we go. Winnie Houston.
I'm going stripper.
I was thinking stripper too.
Hack?
I'll go horse.
It is 1 point each for Erica and Aaron. Winnie Houston.
Yeah, it's funny. That's what horse names are. They're just like bad
horse
jokes.
Horse names are weirder, though.
Stripper names aren't puns.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready? Sir Gallops a Lot.
That's not a horse name. We got problems.
Gotta be a
I'm
horse.
I guess horse as well.
Yeah, I'm saying horse.
I'll go horse, too.
It is not a horse.
What?
Sorry.
It's a male stripper?
Yep.
I guess I forgot about the men.
That's not his name. That has to be the nickname.
Well, the horse is not his name either.
It would be. No, it's not.
That is the horse's name.
It's the name somebody gave him. It's his professional.
The horse didn't name itself.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Can I give you guys a little thing, a little tidbit, a little behind the scenes trivia? My name is not Slacker.
Oh, okay.
What? What? That's not your real name? What?
But did the horse's parent give them a name and then you're saying that this other name is not their name?
Kind of. It's the name they like. I bet you horse parents go, and it's like, that's me.
So is my dog's name not his name?
Probably not. Because
too much.
Mama dog probably a couple times. Okay.
Okay.
Tricky Trixie.
Horse.
Trixie, that's my drunk alter ego. I'm going to say, by process of elimination, horse.
Stripper for me.
There's a couple things going on here, Hack. Because I know the answers,
yeah.
You're playing for the men.
Okay.
And you're getting skunked.
Yeah.
They each have two.
They know a lot more strippers than I do.
All right, I want to do a couple more. Rock Hard 10.
Horse.
Hack you.
I'm so sorry.
Hard 10.
I'll go stripper.
Okay. And Eric.
I've actually booked him before. So I'll go.
Stripper?
We finally have a clear winner, so I'm going to stop the contest now. That's a horse.
The Slacker Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.